What people don't know is in the 1800s, on any given day in the port of Green Bay, there'd be 200 cigar rollers rolling cigars for sailors getting off the ship. Before we were a packer city, before we were a cheese state, we were actually a tobacco state. Tobacco was grown in Wisconsin. We were the largest exporter in the Midwest of tobacco products.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Reggie Kimball, a.k.a. Stickman number one. Still here. Yeah, that's right. You don't know about that. You don't know about that. There's a story behind that, but we'll talk about that later. But you don't drink, so I don't know.
I listen to stories.
You listen to stories.
I listen to stories.
Okay.
Like stories.
So we're still here at PCA 2024, and I have the pleasure of welcoming these two gentlemen on the show. Show from... You see this? Love me cigars, y'all. I got Keith. I got Mike. What's up?
Happy to be here.
What's going on?
See you guys.
Thanks
for sitting down with me, taking a few minutes.
Thanks for having us.
I know the show has probably been crazy
bananas
for you guys, right?
It has been.
Bananas.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
And you know what? You have an awesome placement. You're right by the restroom.
By the
everybody
food?
Has the
by the restroom. You ain't by getting. You ain't getting through this show without
was that
seeing
by
us.
Design.
Yes.
Kinda.
Yes.
We picked it.
They give you a map, and you were like, "Where's the bathroom? Where's the water? Where's the food?" Boom.
Wow, that's what's up. So you're already smart guys. I get that now. That's clear. And you're planners and you're thinkers because you strategically located your booth. So now, lovely cigars. My first time having it, absolutely, I got to tell you, this first few puffs
is
something special. Which blend am I actually smoking right
now? You're smoking the 162, our second 162. Line, Mike.
Yep, that's an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper that has Sumatran binder, all Nicaraguan fillers from Esteli, Jalapa, Condega, and Ometepe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and when did you guys start Lovely Cigar?
Well, COVID.
Yeah, it was even pre-COVID even. You know, we started the conversation a little bit before that.
About you way before COVID.
Well,
I don't know why.
I think your
brand has gotten such a strong reputation already. That's probably what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was COVID right before.
Yeah, right before we were actually talking about going down to Nicaragua to work with somebody, and we booked some flights. Then COVID hit, and we're like, we could probably go anyway. You know, like we could probably go. Like it's not that big a deal.
Uh-huh.
And then like 2 days before our flights is when they shut the flights down. Mm-hmm. So then all through COVID, we were like sending out samples and getting samples sent to us and back and forth. So the blending process, which could have been done like in a few hours at the factory, ended up taking 10 months. A long time. So
actually, that makes me feel good that it took 10 months because that means it was a serious, slow, arduous process. You took your time with it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We were having cigars 6 feet apart at the time because it was just like it was a crazy time in America, right?
It was.
And we would just get together. We were getting together weekly just because, like, that we there needed to be some sort of like sanity mm-hmm. in all that chaos. Mm-hmm. And then as we're getting these blends in and we're trying them, and when you're dealing with factories in other countries, mm-hmm. and when everything's shut down, mm-hmm. we have a dossier say this one we like, this one, this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would just keep getting new modifications. And it felt like a long time.
We like the front end of this cigar. We like how this one finished. Mm-hmm. You know, we want more spice. We want a little sweetness. You know, those are the kind of things we'd send back to our blender, and they'd make new samples. They'd send up 5-6 samples. We'd sit down. And then finally, we got our original, our X2 blend, and you know, we smoked it. We both liked it. And the next day, we were like texting each other, like, "Man, I just want to say, I want that cigar again."
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we were like, "This is the one we're going to start with."
Well, okay. Tell our subscribers where the lovely name came from and what it means.
So I guess while I owned my cigar shop, you know, I was part of that. I love everything to do with the industry in general, and I like history, and I like going to antique shops and stuff. And one day, I found this old box that was in an antique shop in Green Bay, mm-hmm. and I opened it up, and it had this just really beautiful artwork, and it said Green Bay, Wisconsin. These cigars were made in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I didn't even know that cigars were manufactured in Green Bay back in the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of led me on this journey of trying to find out more information, and, you know, eventually I got out of that cigar shop, and we were having cigars together. It was like, hey, you know, I got this idea. Like, maybe we could bring this brand back to life. And, you know, so we started talking about it, and, you know, the idea was like, well, Lovely Cigars, like, you know, that would be a pretty cool name for a cigar, you know? And you know, there was a little discussion like maybe it's not a good name, and then eventually, eventually we got to it. We're like, no, really.
It's a good
name. Maybe that conversation was 2 minutes, you know. But so we were talking pre-show. You're from the Tampa area.
Yes, I am.
Love the Buccaneers.
Yes, I do.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
Yep. We used to be enemies, but not so much.
Remember when they used to call the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, back in the early 90s? Yeah.
And then you had the Warren Sapp and Brett Favre.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. Well, so people know Green Bay for the Packers, and they should, right? They know Green Bay for cheese.
Uh-huh.
They know Green Bay because our winters are rough, and they are.
Yes.
But what people don't know is in the 1800s, Green Bay is a port city. Mm-hmm. And what that means is ships dock at the port of Green Bay, particularly in the 1800s, early 1900s, when shipping was the major way to get things, goods around.
Yeah.
Sailors would dock in Green Bay, and sailors would get off the boats, and they'd want a couple things. They want some salt, they want some medicine, liquor, they want tobacco. Mm. What people don't know is in the 1800s, on any given day in the port of Green Bay, there'd be 200 cigar rollers rolling cigars for sailors getting off the ship. Before we were a Packer city, before we were a cheese state, we were actually a tobacco state. Tobacco was grown in Wisconsin. We were the largest exporter in the Midwest of tobacco products. Now, we know this because we live in Green Bay, but people don't realize that the state of
Wisconsin. I don't know this, and I thought I was a cigar historian. I don't know this.
People don't realize that the state of Wisconsin was built on the shoulders of tobacconists. So when we built this company, we were like, well, listen, we had this history. We love history.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we tell everyone else about the history of Green Bay? The history, cigar history in America goes through Green Bay.
Not Tampa.
It goes through Tampa now. But our second line, the one you're smoking, the 162, is named after the 162nd Cigar Rollers Union.
Okay.
That started in Green Bay.
Okay.
And at one time, it was the largest cigar rollers union in the country.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I mean, it really, truly was like kind of a mecca of cigars at one point.
Yeah.
And it's with travel and everything else, That went away.
Great Depression, Cuban embargo. I mean, things happened. And now we're a Packer city and we're a cheese city, but that's great. But what we were at one time, we were a cigar empire.
I did not know. Smoke Dog, did you know that?
I am.
He didn't know that either. See, that's awesome, man.
It's pretty crazy.
That's great.
So the story alone.
A history lesson on the show.
The story alone might be, I think it'd be good enough to sell cigars, but we also have a cigar that backs up a story.
Mm-hmm.
Our cigar is, we've been in business really, truthfully, 2 years where we've had product. And we were just on an upward trend.
Well, your reputation precedes it.
Oh, thank you.
So
appreciate that.
Talk about people. Number one, I love your energy, both of you. Your energy is just awesome. And I think at the end of the day, people always buy from people. Mm-hmm. I've always said that several times on this show. And so while you got to have a quality product, they got to connect with you. Yeah. And I can tell people probably really connect with you guys probably in a big way.
Yeah.
We're releasing our brand new cigar. It's called the Bay City Cigar, which was another old brand that was made. We actually have that original box. It's from 1880.
Okay.
So we recreated the box, the vista inside, the artwork. Wanted to bring that back to life. So, I mean, we have a Connecticut and Maduro and coming in a Toro and a Robusto size. It's Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, San Andreas Maduro wrapper. Both of them have a Sumatran binder and all Nicaraguan fillers.
Wow.
Solid medium cigars, but really good flavor. You know, that's what we want. We want a well-balanced cigar that's going to smoke well, give you a good experience, and at the end of it, you can either be satisfied and be like, I'm happy I had a cigar, or if you want to have another one, you're not burnt out and you can have another cigar.
Well,
the boxes in the showcase behind us, they are actual boxes from the 1800s. So when we were saying, let's resurrect these brands, we had these boxes, we knew what they were, and so we graphically and image-wise, we recreated all of these old brands that were once sold 100 and some years ago in our city.
Dude.
Here's another.
I'm sitting here blown away right now. Y'all just don't know.
Here's another cool story. So when we started this whole process, I found some like news articles from our local newspaper that talked about, you know, lovely cigars. It talked about Boss's Tobacco, which is a 125-year-old tobacco store. It's been family owned in Green Bay for 125 years. And I brought that article to Steve, and I brought it to him. He's the old man that was running the store at the time, and I showed it to him and his daughter who's running the shop now. And I was like, check this out. We're looking to resurrect this brand. They're like, we're in. They're the first shop that ordered from us. And after I did that, Steve went down in the basement. They found some old lovely boxes in their basement that they had sold back in the 50s and 60s before it closed. So, I mean, it's still something that they even had in their store.
We've had cigars for 2 years, but we're a cigar company that's been in the making for 125 years.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And your reputation, let me tell you, preceded you. And
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. I heard nothing but phenomenal things. And I thought you had been around much, much longer.
Yeah.
Because of that. Because I hadn't done my homework the way I should have. Guys, I got to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Like, last thing. If there were a contest right now for out of all the brands here this week that I've spoken to, of the owners that could describe their cigars the best, to break their cigars,
boom,
you win.
Oh, my God. He's a machine.
I appreciate that. He's a machine.
You win. Nobody here, even some of the old established brands,
yeah, they're all emotional great. Here. I appreciate that.
You just round that shit. I'm like, damn. I don't know what he said, but it sounded good as hell.
No, I mean, I think it's important that we know what's in these things, right? Yeah. People want to know this stuff. So
that's right.
I really do appreciate that.
No, thank that's you. Good. No, kudos, man. Great job.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the Puster Chat. Yeah, thanks for spending a few minutes with me.
Yeah.
Hopefully it was painless.
Oh, this is great. Yeah. I love it.
Lovely cigars, y'all. We got Keith. We got Mike. Check them out. They're going to be in a box. And we're going to work it out. We're going to get them in the loyalty ask subscription box. And I know that you guys are in lounges.
Everywhere. We are.
So check them out. And if they don't have Lovely Cigars in your local lounge, tell them, get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Get it. Get it. LovelyCigars.com.
LovelyCigars.com.
Yes. That's what's up. Peace.
Appreciate it, guys.